Welcome, everybody, to the TV Room. This is another podcast, part of the Heroes Asylum Network. If you guys are brand new here, that's good, because so am I. This is our first episode of the TV Room. This show is primarily going to be based around, guess what? TV shows. I'm going to kind of cover some shows that are coming out. It may have some guests, may not, we never know. But pretty much, I think it's just going to be you and me taking this journey. I thought it'd be fun to start off this show and this secondary podcast with Star Wars Clone Wars Season 7. Just released today. Today is February 21st, 2020. So I thought it'd be fun to sit down, do a watch, not a watch along so much, but just kind of a breakdown of the show. Little things that, Easter eggs and things like that. Maybe that some of you guys haven't seen or caught. And just run through it that way. And I'm going to start doing this every Friday or Saturday, depending on my schedule. But basically do a rundown of the Clone Wars until this season ends. And then maybe pick up something else. Who knows? I think The Mandalorian might be the one that's in the list, depending on how long Season 7 is of the Clone Wars. So I'm going to go ahead and get started, guys. If anybody has not subscribed or gotten your access to Disney Plus, do yourself a favor. It's easy for me to say. Do yourself a favor. Grab it. It's a really good streaming service. They have tons of stuff. Obviously, every episode of these Clone Wars series, all the Star Wars Rebels, Mandalorian. If you're a Star Wars fan like I am, that's the place you want to go grab the stuff. And of course, they have, hopefully coming out this year, they've been talking about doing their Marvel series, extending out the Marvel with, I think it's a Falcon and a Winter Soldier, WandaVision, just a couple of other shows that I know that they're working on coming down the pike. So we're going to start, like I said, with the first episode of Season 7, and we're just going to jump right into it, guys. So bring it up, cue it up. I see the Disney logo, and I'm going to go ahead and cue it down till 3, 2, 1, and then we're going to press play. All right, so here we go, folks. In 3, 2, 1, play. And, of course, this does start typical Star Wars fashion, at least the Clone Wars, with the theme music. Always an inspirational quote. And then we go into, and then basically just kind of the breakdown. I love this guy. So the actor that does this voice is always so much fun. It reminds me of, like, really bad like the old World War II clips of, what was going on over in the overseas. But there are a few hints throughout this. You'll see. You actually at the beginning, when they are running around the hangar there, you actually get to see Anakin's Jedi fighter that you actually see at the beginning of Revenge of the Sith, which this is supposed to. From all things considered, this is supposed to lead directly into the Revenge of the Sith. And that's something we've all hoped for. I know I have, and a bunch of our friends. Now, this episode, surprisingly, is really not a new episode. This is was actually released years ago before Disney bought Star Wars purchased the rights to Star Wars. This was originally called Bad Batch, just like this episode is, and it was released on StarWars.com. It was a really, really rough animatics, and if you guys can find it out there, I think it's still out there. You just have to, dig for it. For some of the fans out there that actually took it and saved it. But when Disney bought Star Wars, they took it down and basically canceled the Clone Wars. That's about the time Netflix picked up and took over. And basically the only reason that Disney went ahead and canceled the Clone Wars was because they were going to be starting production on what would become Rebels. So they were working their, taking their time and getting that ready. But from what I had read, there was almost 20 episodes in some form of production state, either written, being done like this. Like I said, this was pretty much done. There's only a couple of scenes in here that were not on the original version. I think there's a scene that comes later. Actually, the scene that's playing right now where we see Rex, you know, looking at his friend's pictures from the Domino Squad from that we all know from the early seasons. But apparently from out of those 20 episodes, what they did is since they didn't fix them or end them properly, and they didn't think they'd ever get a chance to finish it, they released Ahsoka's novel, which nobody's ever read the Ahsoka novel, great novel, fun read. It just follows her going into hiding, trying to figure out what she wants to do with her life. Another one is the Star Wars Dark Disciple, and basically that story follows Asajj Ventress and a Jedi Master that we've heard very little about, but Quinlan Vos. You can see Quinlan Vos in a few episodes of the Rebels, or not Rebels show, but the Clone Wars that we're on. But also you can see him in, I think it's a clip in Tatooine. I want to say it was during the Attack of the Clones movie that he's sitting back at like a bar, or not a bar, but like an outside cantina. And then also, if anybody has gotten a chance to read the Darth Maul comic book run through Marvel, that was also part of some of these episodes. So you're kind of going to have to venture out into a little bit more expanded universe into Star Wars if you want to get all the full scope of this. And here we go. We get to finally get introduced to the clone. Is that what I call it? Clone Force 99 is the team. And basically, like Cody was saying, it's a team of defective clones, basically with desirable genetic mutations, that basically made them superior soldiers. And that Bad Batch is also a reference back to, I don't remember the episode title, but when Domino Squad was first getting trained and trying to get, you know, passed to become true ARC troopers, I think it was Heavy that lost his cool about it and started calling themselves a Bad Batch. That's when the clone 99, if anybody remembers 99, he was a clone, a little short, diminutive man, and he was basically their janitor. And so what they did is this Clone Force 99 actually named themselves after one of the most, known defective clones who was there. And 99 actually sacrificed himself in last season at the during the defense of Kamino when Grievous and a group were trying to destroy the cloning facilities. 99 sacrificed himself with an EMP blast or something along those lines. But he earned tons of respect from the rest of the clones. But here we're introduced to some of the team of the Clone Force 99. First, we have a Hunter, the leader. Apparently, he's a master tracker. Honestly, when I look at him, I see Snake or Solid Snake from Metal Gear, and I see Rambo a little bit in his look. So, I mean, I kind of see more Rambo than Solid, but I think there's moments he gets Solid Snake. Then you have your tech guy. Oddly enough, you know his name is Tech. He's of course the team's geek, computer guy in the chair, you kind of thing, you know, if you want to refer to another Disney property or Sony property, but more in the Marvel world. Then you have Crosshairs, just a silent sniper of the team, and then Wrecker, the demolition guy. And basically these guys are very, that's the one thing I'll say about this episode. They really didn't stretch too much on the character growth of these guys. They seem like a cool team and everything, but they're very stereotypical archetypes of like your rebels, you know, your renegade team. So I kind of expected a little bit more. Hopefully, I mean, this is only the first episode, so hopefully there'll be more growth in them. But like just their names and their characteristics are just very stereotypical. If you do get a chance to find the animatrix version of this, it's actually kind of cool. They really stuck pretty close to every scene. So I know Disney didn't have much work to do when they did this. They just kind of just took that and just added the mouth movements, because really there was no, that you could hear the voices, but you didn't hear, you know, or didn't see the movement of them speaking. And this is Commander Cody, and obviously we all know Commander Cody. He has been one of the clones that stood by the side of Obi-Wan, and he was around with Anakin a lot too. We obviously do know Cody survives because he is the last clone trooper in Revenge of the Sith that actually the one that gives Obi-Wan his lightsaber back after the battle with Grievous. And he's the one of the first ones to receive the Order 66 to destroy them. And, of course, he orders the shots at Obi-Wan. So don't feel too bad for the gentleman. he's, unfortunately, following orders. If anybody remembers, in last season, we had Fives is the one that started discovering that he had a chip implanted in himself. And he ended up killing one of the Jedis. And they come to find out, you know, him and Rex come to find out that, yeah, every clone has been implanted with this chip, that when the right command is given, that they will, you know, kill their Jedi generals and their friends, basically. We later find out, of course, I'm not spoiling anything. If anybody has seen Rebels, I do apologize. But Rex does take his chip out, and actually a group of the clone soldiers do eventually remove their chips, and so they don't kill their Jedi masters or generals. But Fives and Rex, but Fives unfortunately gets killed. Rex is actually involved in a moment with Palpatine, where he actually tells Rex in your typical evil monologue, "Hey, this is what I'm going to do," because he thought he was going to kill Rex, but I guess he did, you know, wasn't able to, and so Rex is the one that knows the truth, but he can't tell anybody because nobody's going to believe him. You know, the leader of the Republic. You know, he couldn't lie. But yeah, the rest of Domino Squadron, Heavy we lost during, I'm trying to remember what battle that was. He was trying to signal, I think it was just like the first couple of seasons, Heavy passed or got killed, and he was trying to signal that there was a droid army coming. Echo we lost last year, and he sacrificed himself to give everybody time to escape. So I do, the one thing I do kind of like about the Force 99, they're not quite clones, but you can still see signs of the clone, you know, DNA within them. Yeah, this is definitely an interesting one, especially if anybody's familiar with the trailer that came out. And wow, we saw a lot of Ahsoka, saw a lot of Maul, saw a lot of the Jedis. And this is one of the few, there have been a handful of episodes in Clone Wars, the overall series, where it focuses primarily on the clones. And this one is actually one of those moments. And of course, if anybody remembers Sergeant Hunter, the one with the clone tattooed across his head and on his armor. And if you notice the Wrecker's helmet, it looks like a skull kind of, and there's a basic language on top of that. And the language and the what that translates to is just simply 99. And if you guys watch the knife that those the troopers are using, actually it's a vibroblade that was just recently introduced in Mandalorian. So it's something a nice little nod to what's been going on in the one of the other Star Wars series. And the speeder bike's very reminiscent of Grievous's speeder bike from Clone Wars, which I thought was a nice nod. And for you old school Star Wars fans, New Hope, that line was ripped directly from the two stormtroopers that were keeping guard of the tractor beam that Obi-Wan was doing, where they were asking, you know, do you know what's going on? No, I think it's just another one of those drills. But in a true clone fashion, they weren't able to finish it. And the general that's on here, he's the General Trench. He's we don't get the chance to see Trench too much. We've seen him a couple of times, but he was one of those generals because he was talked about so well that of like his great battle conquests and So we see him. I want to say it was in season one. I can't remember the name of the title of the episode, but where they had to like bring food to. I think that's when we first were introduced to them, where they discover they make a stealth ship that's supposed to drop down supplies and food to this colony, and Trench has got his armada or his ships surrounding the planet, so Obi-Wan and Anakin have to get him, set that free. Or not get them free, sorry, but deliver them food. Then I think the last time we did see him was, he was doing kind of the same thing where the planet where Bail Organa was. And they had to do kind of a similar thing, just get in there and try to save him. And as you see, he's half robot or half like mechanical right now. When he started off, he was full spider in a way, the best way you can describe him. But again, he's just one of those ones I've always sort of liked, and I always wish they did more. I know they have a few general villains, and of course, they have in the Clone Wars, they have their bounty hunter group, which, they can't go wrong with the bounty hunters. Good throwback from Wrecker when they were saying it's a delicate operation, they have to handle certain things, but I like that throwback. I guess Crosshair sort of reminds me a little bit more of the kind of like a Clint Eastwood style. It's almost unfair how easily the droids are taken out for the clone troopers. It's really sad on how quickly they're taken down. And for those of you out there, CT-1409 was Echo's call sign, or his batch number that he was part of. So it is a direct reference to Echo being alive. Because if we, again, like I was saying beforehand, we saw him run defense, but we never saw. They assumed his body. He had died, but we had never found his body. So this is a good throwback and a good recall, and I think the way this season seems to be working out, that it's gonna, when it comes to the clone troopers, it's really gonna focus on the human side of them. That yes, they were designed to be one thing, but eventually they've gotten their own souls in a way, their own individualities, and we do see that in the other seasons, or some of that is growing, But I think this is a direct tie in, and I think that's what this is going to be, because there's a scene in Rebels, and it's a really powerful scene where they run into these older clone troopers that survived, run into an old unit from the Clone Wars, one of the old robots, and he has a small army, and he wants to, he feels that they never had the final battle to see who the best soldier was, because it was just, you know, the war was just over. So they decide to have a battle, and as they're fighting, I forget who it was, if it was a Bridger that said it. He's like, so if the robots didn't win, if they didn't win and you guys didn't win, who won? And it's a kind of a strong scene to, you know, talk about, you know, the overall arcing story of Star Wars of, really nobody won in the end during the whole overall Clone Wars. But guys, that was the Clone Wars episode one. We're gonna try to do this. I have a couple of weeks where I will not be able to. Actually, I take that back. I think I have 1 week where it might be just a little bit later, but for the most part, we're gonna do this. I will have a guest 1 week, because one of the Fridays that this comes out, Kane and I are going to be, Kane is my co-host over on Heroes Asylum podcast. He and I will be doing a convention and a meet and greet out there at KaiserCon. So you'll make sure you guys, if you are interested, it's in Orlando area, come and see us. But that Friday, I think we're gonna be getting a hotel room so we don't have to drive too far and drive all the way back home, because we got to be back there the next day, and he and I were talking about doing a watch along on something. I think instead we might do this one. It'll be fun, an inch quick and short. So, guys, I love this. I am so stoked and excited that there's coming out. They finally have a season 7 here, and I can't wait for it. So, thank you guys for downloading. I know this is going to be part of the regular Heroes Asylum internet or the podcast feed, so I will be here. But thank you guys for listening through the whole thing. If you are still here, I appreciate it. And I hope you guys do get a chance to check out the new Star Wars Clone Wars. If you guys need to catch up on your old Clone Wars stuff, Disney Plus has got them all. That's what I did before jumping in. And I hope to see you guys over at the Kaiser SuperCon. Issue 2 coming up in a couple of weeks, and we'll see you guys later. Make sure you do check out our Heroes Asylum, like I said, website, heroesasylum.com, and you can see this episode. You'll also see our Midnight Movie Show and regular Heroes Asylum episodes that come out every week on Mondays. So I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we will see you later, and get to the asylum.
This has been a Heroes Asylum production.